In the Shas of Shuvas Ramah, it's in the Kufiyat Test. Ramah, besides his Hagayas and Shulchan Aruch, is also has a Sefer of Shuvas, the Shas of Shuvas. In the Kufiyat Test, he asked the Shaila about a Sefer that had Oistius written on the end of the Dachim, at the end of the pages. So on the printed side, you have letters, sort of like what happened in the old libraries. Maybe those were, I don't know, the old libraries used to stamp library book or something, library books on the side. So when you open up the safety, you break the letters. When you close it, you put the letters together. So the Rama was asked, is there a shayla of kaisiv when you close it and you put the letters together that are written on the side of the sefer, is that kaisiv? And when you open it and you break the letters, is that moichik? Is that malacha moichik? We know two of them lachas on Shabbos is kaisiv writing and moichik and erasing. So this was the shayla they asked the Rama. So the Rama was mekel. The Rama said, "Mekel mekel zayin." He said that it's mutter. And so the Lubush is chaylik. The Lubush holds this awesome. The Lubush is very machkin. The Lubush writes that he's chayshik mishum chatas. This is the raisa. The Lubush holds that this would be mamish moichik mechika the raisa, and he made a shayla tziva the raisa. And even though the Mishnah says in Shabbos that in Gimel Aleph that by Amalechas moichik the raisa, it's only by moichik and aslichtay. Has to be that you're racing in order to write it. Just erasing, b'etzem is makalkal. We know Yimaloch has to be masapin, has to be machshavas, and just erasing is makalkal. So the case of moichik deraisa is when you moichik al manas lichtoy. So the wish wants to say this is also moichik al manas lichtoy because you plan when you open it, you plan on closing it. So it's also moichik al manas lichtoy. Oh, very good. Oh, so the chavis diyoy in the end of Siman Tezayin, the chazanish is mechavan to the chazanish nechoshavas. Sim Pial at the end of Ois Aleph, he asked him this, that Moichik Abun Aslichtoiv means when you want to write something better than was written at first. Almost you made a mistake, you wrote something that was mistaken, you want to correct it, so that's Masakin. I'm Masakin by erasing it to write something better, to write the correct thing. But if I'm erasing something to write the exact same thing that was there before, not Masakin anything, that Moichik Abun Aslichtoiv to go erase something and write the exact same thing, That's a little ticking in there. So Vaitha's Machika was not Masakin. So that's the Chazanus Kasha over here. Even if you recall like Moichik al Manas Lichtoiv, but it would be Moichik al Manas Lichtoiv, the same thing was written before. You keep opening and closing, writing the same thing. You're not accomplishing anything. The Bush is the Yishperim. The Bush, it's in the early Echreinim, that the Ungar of Halach is based on the Bush. The Bush says this far, and as a fact, the Chazanus, you back to Zerchian. Now, even if you
sometimes
you
put it back
together
better than it was the first time.
When you close the
paper. Sometimes the book is, you know,
definitely now we have
it
in mind.
Right.
Yeah, the situation,
I
mean,
the situation. Right, right.
The whole thing does the situation. Because right. Over here, you're not discounting
the
period.
Right, the Ramo explains that. The Ramo, when you reason on the Shayah, he starts off right away that the Ramo wants to say that even if it's not much of a mass lift, but not like the Lubush, but still it will be an Isidore Bonham. There's an Isidore Bonham to erase something. Even Shalom and Aslichtoiv. It's not Masakin, it's not Masakin Sheres, it's not the Reis, but still Mr. Bonin. And the Shayin of Tziva of Kaisiv is the Shayin of the Reis. Our whole Shayin about the Moich is that the Reis of the Bonin, but the Kaisiv Shayin of closing the book, closing the Sefer, is the Shayin of the Reis.
The
Shayin
of the
Ramah,
the
Shayin
is open and closed?
Yeah, both ways. They ask the Ramah, can you open and close it? Right. So the Ramah explained. So the Ramah explained, even though you're not Machabin, not for Machika, not for Ksiva, but it's segregation. Segregation is that takes off the psur of Darashi Mishabin. Why is it Lemichle? Maybe Leichbesay. It might be Leichbesay. Leichbesay, Machik is showing some hope segregation, and Lichle is Mutter. According to the Aruch, it's some hope, it's a Padalasa, but the Aruch is Mutter. But psikishly ichbasay something else. The psikish that you don't care about, not that you don't want.
Yeah.
No. But there are moments to say different head. There are moments to say the bechal, even if there's a shayin here with the rights of the bonon, wants to say shemut for different reason because it's made to open and close. Something that's made to constantly open and close is not a shayla. What does that mean? So the mishaburu and some shemem, such as zayin, he brings down the shivus dharma and he brings down the other family. They want to explain it. They want to compare it to a different halacha in Paiskim about opening and closing a door or a window on Shabbos. The Paiskim talk about why isn't that Malach Boim B'Saisa. If you try to make a hole in a wall or steal a hole in a wall, that would be a Malach Boim B'Saisa. It's Mechub L'Kaka. Why are we not open a window or close a window or open a door and close a door? So the Paiskim will say, Boim, a building. One of the Malachas of Shabbos is building and one of the Saisa breaking. Anything in Mechub, normally Boim B'Saisa is making an oil, but If you have an oil, you have a building, and you want it to knock out a wall on Shabbat, and knock out a hole in the wall, that would be Saista. And if you want to seal the hole, close it, it would be Baina. So how do we always open and close the window? Why isn't that the Malacha Baina Saista? So that, the Makkah Kaman and Gemara, and Yishem, is a Taisis that, since it's made to open and close, that's not Baina Saista. Once it's made to open and close, it's made to always, when you're closing it, it's really made to open and later, and when you, it's not a Kristic thing, when you're closing it, it's made to open, and when you open, it's made to close. That's not Baina Saista. They want to compare that, that's what the Ramah is saying here also. On Kaisa the Meshach, if it's made to constantly make the writing and then erase the writing and make it again, go back and forth like a book which has the writing on the side, when you open and close the writing comes and goes, that's Mutter. Over the Chazanish, over there in Tzim Samachalaf, he yes on these Achrayim, he says, the Chayr is not Sushdal, Boin Vesaisa to Kaisa Mechet. He says, Boin Vesaisa is a din in Kviyas. It's Tony in Kviyas. And he gives an example, the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kvizim and Beis, that if somebody takes a stone and adds it to a wall, makes the wall a bit higher, if he's not mabatul, if he just puts it on top, he did nothing. It's not a malacha. Maybe a shalom mutzah, but that's a stone which he has made from before. You just put it on top of a wall, it's not a malacha. But if you take a stone and you put it on top of a wall and you mabatul it, and you want to leave it there forever, you have in mind, I'm putting this here to it to make the wall a bit higher, that'll be a malacha there, Isa, of Baina. Maybe the total of Baina. So you see that by Baina depends on kviyas, what you had in mind, if you did it permanent or not. By Kaisav, there's no such thing. If a person writes something and has a mind to erase it, that's Chayav Deraisa, time to Chazanish. So we don't find anywhere that we know Moichit is the Amanas Luchtaif to be a ticket. But Kaisav, even Amanas Luchtaif, a kid, if you write something like on a blackboard and you have a mind, I'm going to erase it.
It is
a Ksabbath. It was a Ksabbath Yamas, and it was there for a few seconds, it was going to stay. That might be different. That might be different. But that was never a Ksabbath Yamas.
So I'm saying try it.
But we don't find anywhere that a person writes something and he knows I'm only writing temporarily.
I always get it melted in 10 minutes. That's what I'm writing. If the ink dries up in 10 minutes, I know that's what I'm writing originally. That's why it's not totally different.
But Kaisav Amanas Limchay, if you write something like on a blackboard, I know I'm going to erase it, that's still Chayav. So you see a chil between Kaisav and Moina, that Kaisav is not telling Kviyas. Why is this? There's a man that hasn't supposed to ask on these Achrayim, what are you comparing? By Boina and Saisa opening and closing a window, the reason why it's Mutt is because it's not a Kviyas. It's made to open, because this is telling Kviyas, anything that's made to open and close is not a Kviyas. It's not set that it's closed the window, it's not set that it's open, because it's made, or the door is closed, the door is open, it's made open and closed. That's why it's mutta. But Kaisav HaMoichek, even if it's not made to stay this way, it's made to open and close, why isn't that chayav? That's the Chazon Ish's kasha. So I just want to say for Divi Dov is...
What do you see such a ksiva?
The shagel here, and if it was the beginning, the shagel here was about, you had like
made to write and take away.
With the Shayin and the Ramah, I think you missed the beginning, was talking about where you had like a library book where they stamped on the side. So when you open and close, you break the letters and you close it. It's made to open and close. The book is made to open and close. So this case of the Meshach is made to open and close. So the Ramah wants to say that that's the Hatha. That's why it's Mutter. So it's made. So the Mishnah brings down from my other Achrayim that, well, not Achrayim, it's Havi Achrayim explained that the Hatha is like a Bain of a Saisa is Mutter in such a case by a door and a window. And it has an Ishayas, it's not Sushta. But I saw in the same with David Dovid from Rabbi David Heller, Shang of Racha. I think he was.
No, he's made.
Mavis Tayer in Antwerp and later on, I think it's a bar park.
You make something that's made to not write and erase like new again. Moshek is, you erase, think about it new again. This is the same thing again. The same thing didn't disappear. There it's come back.
If you're planning on erasing it, that's not back and forth. Because what are you going to do? Rewrite it? Well, rewrite it,
it's a new writing. You write it, write the same thing again, you go off on the exact same thing. Hey, you bring back the same thing.
But it's not, there's no right from Bain of Akosif. It's not a right, because this is an increase, it's not. So this is basically what the Sefer says, and the Sefer David, the new Sefer on Lamtis Malachos, and Moses Kaisis, he wants to say the Chazanish Sasag is only a Kasha on the Achreinim, that one who explained to him that he's, by comparing it to Bain of Akosif. The Chazanish is saying you can't compare it to Bain of Akosif. But the Ramah himself did not mean that. If you look in the Ramah, the truth for Ramah, the Ramah's Lashon is, that part of the Ramah he's talking about Moichik. It's not derech machika, and he means it's not derech siv b'chach. He's saying a different story. He's saying something that's made like this, to open and close constantly, that's not derech siv and derech machika. Because it's made to constantly open and close, that's not derech machika when you know you're going to close it constantly. If you do one time, a moichik, I'm not slushed, it would be moichik when it was a moichik d'rabbanan, and you know you're gonna write it again, maybe that would be moichik d'rabbanan, or even kosev amanas slimchik, like we said, if you're writing, you know you're going to erase it, that would be derech ksiv, and it would be chayv, even though you know you're going to erase it. But if you're constantly opening and closing a book's made so that this can happen thousands of times, that's not derech ksiv, not a whole different heter. So the Chazanish Kasha was only on the Tushdel, the Bain of Esoisa, it's not right.
That's right, because closing a book is not derech ksiv, not because opening and closing.
That's what he means? I think nobody does write, hold the oymid of derech ksiv. What does that mean? Because it's oymid of derech ksiv, ain't derech ksiv. And you listen to the Raya also, you hear from the Raya, the Rosh is horrible omen of Derech von Linnel in Derech Machin Gebrach.
So
he said, because it's made to constantly do, so this in the safe, he says, the Ramah himself did not mean it that way, and the Chasnish time was only in that Achreinim, that compared to when the Sefer, but that's not what he could say. But the Ramah brings a Raya to it from...
It's a big challenge, you burn down the house, you know, it's so he's saying.
He spoke about it, that moichik is only when you moichik the words from the paper. But if you destroy the whole paper, that's not moichik.
That's the head of
the
cigarette.
That's the head of the cigarette. Not everyone is saying moichik on that, but that's why the head of the cigarette, sir. Yeah. But getting back to this Ramah, if you look at Shu's Ramah, his real story was not there for moichik the case of that, when it's only when it's made to open and close.
So it's just by burning down the house, you're not only the cigarette. So the same way you burn down. It's not there for the cigarette, it's not there for the cigarette.
So,
when Bruna,
there are more things they write from Rashi and Shabbos. Rashi and Shabbos, and give them a laugh, the Mishnah of Lamchas Malachas, Rashi explains where the Malachas was done in the Mishkan. Rashi says, Kosev was done in the Mishkan by the Krushim, where the walls of the Mishkan were made from beams, from Krushim. And they wanted to have the same Krushim in the same place every time. So it wasn't Bakavadik, one time this Keresh, this beam will be on the Mizrach side, next time it's on the Dorim, or Maya. And also they wanted it to be in the same order, like one time it's the third, one time it's the fifth.
How's Maya Lavi?
How's Maya Lavi? What's the Maya Lavi where it is?
Closer
guy, there's more. Oh, okay, maybe that's right, okay. Well, Maya says, that's what she said. They wanted to have the Krushim in the same place. Sukkot people also do that sometimes. They make Bezalel, who built the Mishkan, or whoever was helping him, they would write numbers on each carriage, because on the inside, where it was touching, so you can see the numbers, you would know which is Benzugay, which one, to be like Amphalach, Bezbe, so you know where to put each carriage. So that number was the writing that they did in the Mishkan. And that's why the shear is two ICs, because it only worked if you made two, then you know this went next to this. So it was two ICs. And Moichik, Rashi says, when they do Moichik, they made a mistake. If they accidentally wrote the wrong number, and they had to correct it, they erased it. Amanatlushtai. That's where we get the melacha of Moichik, Amanatlushtai. Erasing, or if you're right. So that's Rashi. So check the Ramah Kasha. Why does Rashi have to say that especially the case of Moichik is a little bit of a doshik, that when they made a mistake, and that's how they had Moichik? Why don't you say more simple? That you had a Kaisiv when they put together the Krashim, when they put the two numbers.
Who said that?
The two.
Yeah.
to when they put them together, and moichig is when you took it apart. But it was near enough to accomplish what it was trying to do. It was trying to show you that this goes next to this.
How would you do it?
And you had to put the numbers together, like, hey.
How would you do it the same way?
Normally you're writing a word and you read it together. Over here, was even if it was one was higher, one was lower, but it accomplished what it was coming to do. These two oysters at top get that they go together even if there's no space between them. But that's the Ramos Raya. Why did Rashi say the Moshe goes when you separated it and when you stored it away when they were traveling, when they were paired the Mishkan, and Kaisa
the Gudim?
That was my kasha. He brings the second red, very similar right from Rashi and Shabbos and the Sugi of Katan on the Bays, about the Mishkan of Shnei Luke Pinkas, very similar Raya, but I didn't understand the whole Raya. Over there, you have complete Oisius. And complete Oisius, that's why even when they're separate, it's really a ksav. The ksav is not bottled. And it's a fresh Gemara. The Gemara says that Kavtan Bay is not what the Mishnah says, and the Gemara explains it that if you write two oysters on two walls of a house, the Gemara says, Moshe, if you want to write a word, and you have a word that has two letters in it, and you write one on this wall, one on that wall, Yipata. Because they're too far apart, and they're not together, they're not Nasar. But if you write on two luchas, on two boards, you write on one board one ois, like Shem Yishim, Shiloisha, write a shin on one board, you write a mem on another. The Gemara says, even if one blew up, one board is in Tveria, one board is in Tziperi, which was a distance of miles away, Yechayim. And the Gemara says, you can't read this as one word, why is it Nasar? Now, the fact that it was to take time, like you wrote this one in the morning in Tveria, and you wrote the second ois in Tzipuri hours later, that's not a problem. Because in Malchus Shabbos, there's no Hefsek Zman. If you do half a shiur now, you do the second half a shiur, even hours later, 20 hours later, or 23 hours later, you're still Chayim. Only by Eichel we find a Musta go.
Only Shabbos, then you'll
Every Yisrael, come on, every Yisrael, Gezeila,
Gezeila.
Oh, Chinu is the only thing, it's not called, it has to be one Maisa Chinu, and we have a Shia, Hoch, Moshe, Sinek, Bechdei Chinu's Pras, or Bechdei Shdi Zivis. That's the only thing that the time is Masik.
By what? Two Halomas.
By what?
Two Halomas.
That's a Meal, that's a Meal, but Zman is never Masik. Therefore, the most case, we wrote one in Tvei and one in Tzipuri, even though had to be time in between, that's not a problem. And the fact that there's so much space in between, the Gemara is also not a problem. Since you're able to makar them and put them together, and you have the word that you're looking to write, that's chayiv. Because only because of kriyah, but by the kaisel, the reason why by the kaisel, if you write on this wall and you write on that wall, it's potter, the Gemara explains it because that's mechusa ktsitz of a kriyah. There you have to cut out one word from one wall and bring it over to this wall to read it together, to be able to read it together. So when it's mechusa ktsitz of a kriyah, that's already not mistar. But if it's just mechusa kriyah alone, it's mechusa putting it together, mechusa befeish, that's mistar. You can write something here and I can write the second letter hours later, miles away, and I'm chayiv because theoretically you can put them together. As a man, what's the Ramos kasha that you would have moichik by the Mishkan when you took apart the kashim? It still remains the two oases. You won't moichik anything because these two oases can always be put back together. As long as they were already written, that should not be moichik, and that would not be, when you put it together, it should not be kaisav either. Because you had the ksiva is there from before. That's why Rashi has to say. Rashi says the case of Kaisa was the original ksiva, and the case of Mech was the original Mechika, which Rashi is Machik, that you had Mechik and you made a mistake. And that's what the Ramah is asking. Why can't you just say Kaisa is when you took it apart and put it together? The Ramah was being right from here that just moving things together and apart is not Kaisa, is not Mechik. That's the same thing with a library book. You're only putting it together and opening it apart. And so that's what's not Kaisa and Mechik. But honestly, they're right. There is not Mechik and Kaisa because you didn't destroy the letters. The letters remain, and therefore remain the Ksiva. Just like you said, Yechayim in the beginning of the Ksiva. But over here. Right. Oh, so this would be right to Scrabble. So you wouldn't be right. We call it the children's game, or some adults play it, but still that's in the children's game. Scrabble, so you have a right from. From this Ramah that it's mutter. It's mutter. No, the Ramah is saying, why didn't Rashi say that by the Mishkan? He wants to say that if you're just putting some of those together, taking apart, the letters were written already. All you do is put together. I'm not getting yes over here. I mean, we have to ask the Shaya if it's mutter or not. But this Ramah would sound this Raya, and this Ramah itself would sound. The Ramah was being a Raya, why did Rashi have to say that the case of Kaisa was the original writing, and the case of Moshe was the original erasing if they made a mistake? Why can't Rashi say no mistake? Moichu in Mishkan was every time you took apart the Mishkan, and Kaisa was every time you put it together. You let it together the way you needed it together. That's Kaisa. We take it apart, and there's no use to the two letters when they're apart. That's Moichu. But I don't understand that, because the Gemara says Beferish that letters apart. It's still what the original Ksiva could be done that way. You could write one in Tzvei, one in Sipuri, Michaya. So you were not Moichu quite separating them. Obviously, yeah, right. When they're together, you have to use it. You take it apart. You still.
Who said he wanted it together?
Okay. I think.
I think we took like apart together. I wrote getting together now.
If you want it together, obviously.
If I want it together, I'm not this is one thing, this is something I put together.
This is says your name on it. It says men,
this is how it is, and how I put it together.
Let's say it's a word. And now you're making it unreadable. So that's not even. Now when you put it together, it should be again a new writing, an addition to the writing. I spoke from the Gemara, if that's the writing separate, so you're not wasting anything when you put it together, and you're not hurting when you take it apart. If it's the writing, so from all the parts, it's considered the 26 Amit Sturf, because it's only Mr. Sikreva, and that's not a sermon. So if that's the writing, so I'm not eating anything when we're putting it together. I'm not hurting anything when we're taking it apart. The words remain. That's the way I understood.
This is the Kaddish,
the Gemara. The Gemara is going to write it. And in most cases, he broke the letter, he broke the letter. No, he break, that's the whole demonstration. That's my because he's breaking the letters himself. And that's Steve because he's creating the letters together.
Right?
He just says, Halacha, the Mishavur Paskins, Shem Havi Echreinim, he says the minig is Lahokal, like the Shiva Saramah. But the Mishavur does end off that other Echreinim say, Nochan Lahachmeh, Shesh, you say Bacha. You hear that, but then my Salafah Mishru says that not a refrainum say the minig is lahakal. I guess it's very common in those days to have words written on the side of a sefer. It was easier to write on than the binding, and that's how they knew what sefer was. They kept it in maybe the bookshelf backwards.
Backwards, they were able to read it. See that anyways, if it's always written on this side, it's a bunch of little things.
But together, it's a sefer.
Huh?
But together,
normally it would be on something that's not able to be said.
No, they don't say so. The Nevush holds that it succeeded.
You
right.
You to put a shot back in.
That's what I said. Can't put a shot back in. Mishabur said, there was a gimel. Can't put two gimel together. Succeeded. It says God.
Not because it says God. No, I'm talking about the God. No, you're putting the shots in an order. Brochus, Sokka.
No, you don't need it to be connected.
Whatever, they didn't get the brochus.
Shots, Shabbat,
everything. So you're putting in all of this. It's like the Mishnah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, the Maestro Allah, the Moaz Mati, and the Mishnah says that the very famous say, make a din, you can be Semach and the Moaz Hakal. But the Mishnah does end off, but the other famous saying, Komukim Nachal Lahasmik Shesh Sefer Acha. Only if your mama shall know the safe, you want to learn from the safe, but can we make it? But if you know the safe, but if you mach me and the Shatzini, you're a Sechachina, don't create those shalom to begin with. Don't write those sisters on the Hude. I just remember, I was a little bit involved with Chantik Svar many years ago. Years ago, it was a very common thing to have. Yeah. Right. To begin with, I think so. They're right to it. They talk about where they press a coin into, and that makes the lettering come out. That's Ksiva, yeah. Ksiva is the same. I remember Shukha Shayah about with these called a spritz. I dealt with a sperm binder. I used to bind, professional binder sperm. They used to do a spritz. They don't do it anymore lately. I always see the article still does it. They made this color on the side. They still make this color on the side. Right. And I remember hearing that today, even though they're making sperm nicer than ever, they stopped doing it. And it used to be the old Shastan all had, the red and white. If you remember, they had that spritz. Yeah. And they stopped doing it. The Shukha Shayah were breaking it here also. They talk about, the Saka talks about the claw, what the gather of Kaisim and Tzveya, the Chilgi and Kaisim and Tzveya is, the Chilgim and King Sacrament Shabbos, but they also talk about that breaking a Tzveya is a Shtuk Shail also. You can't just break a picture. Erase part picture. But even this, a certain design, some people are pushing a little bit, opening up with break, so that was one of the reasons they stopped it, even though the Oscar still does it. They still do it. No, I just know that I asked them why don't they do it anymore. talk to the princes and you ask them, let's do a spritz, and they tell you that people don't do it anymore. The chesh is on Shabbos, they don't become a
chesh. That's what it's up.
Maybe, but if you still find these Gemaras, or even the Oscar Gemaras, I would say, I would say that since Mikadin, the Mishnah passes like the Ramah, that even Oysi is Gemur, Mamash Lettuce is Mutat open, I would say, Koshkin on this Sukkot Shasha of breaking the design, you could be Semach on the Ramah, especially if you don't have another Zeif. I mean, in my sense, the Mishnah is Kazak. What we mentioned before, that svara that the place can explain the reason why you're not open and close the door and the window is because anything that's oimed to open and close is not boim, is not seisa. They asked this kasha on the Chazanish, famous Chazanish, when electricity first started, he said the reason why it's also to open and close an electric appliance even without light or heat. Mashal, a simple electric fan, there's no light, there's no heat, but why is it also? So the Chazanish paskin that it's boim the seisa of the circuits. If you understand the way electricity works, you're completing the circuit, so now electricity go around and around, that's boina. And turning it off, you're breaking the circuit, that's seisa. So they ask that it's amilzach, it's made to open and close. Why is it different than a window and a door?
It's a new circuit.
It's a new circuit. That thing over there, I'm just breaking right over there.
It's a new piece of circuit.
Why is it the circuit? I didn't understand it completely, but the Shansu sits on the edge of the Chalukya Testament, and hey, he tries to explain the Chazanish, and he explains it with that svara, which I don't understand fully what you're saying. It's the
Keli well
that has electricity running through it is one Keli, and when you stop it, it's you break
and
the
Keli.
I understood it was the actual, and he says not only with the belt that they ask the kasha that I'm bringing down, everybody understands the Chazanish to mean it's the actual circuits, it's a simple wire. The actual what? I'm breaking
them.
And that's what they
is.
That's what it is.
Why is that blinded?
Okay, very good. So you understand it. But that seems to be technical.
But that's
why. So he has a failure test.
I mean, hey. I saw when it told us that.
The
Shem Zelf says the difference between a battery and here. Oh, because it's not chub.
No, it's not a chub. But then he was a special bucky in learning electricity. He made his own safe on learning electricity. Right, and he went in to talk to Chazanish about all his kashas on that sock. And when he came out, they asked him what happened, and he said that he still doesn't understand why it's asa. But he said one thing, he saw the Chazanish, it was Nagei Aliboy, that it bothered him so much, and it meant so much to him, that he's makabal, I'm never going to ask kashas anymore, I'm just makabal this. So Chazanish, he feels so strongly about it, finished, I'm makabal, then my sister's makabal, called to the girl.
No, you don't.
H
is only on the bulb.
H is something that's mostly Chamba R. That's the give of heat and light.
Yeah.
Right, electricity back to
the. You need a bulb,
Others thought that way. When electricity first came out, the Chashot and others were about to say. Others thought that it was a shine of H, but the Chazanish Issa was way never sized up. Okay, I just want to learn that. Another thing you must face is the Gemara in Shabbos, the Chatal and the Beis, the Gemara says Tana, the Gia Ois Achas Chayev. If you're my Gia, you fix one letter in a safe for Chayev. The Kash is obviously, it's not the Shia, it's Mashmas Chayev there, right? So it's only one letter, why you Chayev? So the Gemara says, the Gemara of Sheish, the Tocham Eskinen, because you're not like Gari Shechess, Os Lishne Zayin. Talking about where you take off the top of the Ches and you make two Zayins out of it. So that's how you have a Gia Ois Achas Chayev. It means you wrote two letters. Before it was one, and now it became two. Rashi explains by Sefer Tzorchachach, the Sefer needed two Zions. You have to know where we are, maybe the end of one letter, the beginning of the next, but you need to have two Zions. That's the case. That's the most case. Maybe somebody else, something similar. But the Rashi and Shabbos, well, this has to be Hagiyah or Tzachas. That won't be Hagiyah or Tzachas. Right, that won't be Hagiyah or Tzachas, right. So the Rashi is the Kasha. Why is this different than the Gemara in Gittin, the Puff of Ma'al, the Gemara's Adrasha, it's So three word braces. Braces of a custom loichoka. By writing get in the Torah says the custom loish via with dashing spin shmara. We have to write again. And then what dashing has to be custom loichoka. It has to be if you write it, not that you engrave it. And the Gemara explains two types of engraving. This is what's called chayt tarches and this chayt yireches. Chayt yireches means you engrave it in, like a chman stone by metzavis. That is a ksav. If you engrave into a stone the lettering, that would be a ksav. Chayt tarches means you engrave around the letters and the letters come out, but the letters stick out. Like you don't actually write the out. You scratch that all around it and you create the letters sticking out.
That's called chayt.
And the letter, right, that piece was always there. That's called chayt tarches, and that's what the Gemara says. Because of the effect of Rashba, if it's not ksiva for gittin, it should not be ksiva for Shabbos either. And that, and if he's there, effect of Rashba, this case of not knowing the gavei shaches, when you take off the ches and you create two zayins, that should be chayt tarches because you're taking off from the side. Now, how do you understand the Rashba's kasha? The way I understood it is that the Rashba understood the main problem of chayt tarches that it's not called writing by gittin is because you're not touching the actual letters; you're touching around it. You're taking away everything around, but the actual letters you're not writing, you're not touching. They happen by themselves. There's a million of that's kashi also. When not like Ani Shoches, you're not writing on the actual Zion, you're taking away what was written. I guess that's writing, because that's you're pushing out. If you would push out, then you'd be touching actual letters. That is chayk teiches, like you said. That's Bayla, it's sticking out, but it's not because you scratched away. You pushed out the shin, so that's a ksav. That is right.
Because you're touching the letter, so you're lying.
You know, fair.
It's a code, because the kosav is not the same kosav. So that you make, if you stick on letters onto a get, with devil.
Right.
You make the get up there. This is not a good get, you have to be exceeded.
Exceeded.
Shams just had the sada devil inside. You put together letters.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. I'll get to sin. So this is Rashba. So Rashba's Teretz, if you have a paper, you see the Loshon even a page, Lamachas, second column, towards the end, Batitza Rashba. You see Batitza Rashba? Zelashani, the Rashba's Loshon Teretz says, Mahosh Aminem, from here we see, the Chia Gavon Le Mikri Chet Teretz. That this case, where you take off the gag of the Ches, is not Chet Teretz. She'en the Yelon Kamach, Ben Shnei Isis, the Lubais. All you're doing is separating the two Isis that are stuck together. Meister, what's his teretz? If the kasha was, the way I understood it, the reason why there's also chayt teretz is because he's not writing the zayins, he's just taking away the top. So what's the Rashba's teretz? That it really was two zayins and you're just taking away the dveikus. What's his teretz? He didn't write the zayins. So I'm thinking that the Rashba's teretz is, and it's a little bit like a chasam sefer, maybe more than a little bit, the Rashba's main teretz is, the two zayins you wrote, it's not like chayt teretz, which you didn't write, just happened by itself. You wrote the two zayins in the ches. When you wrote the ches, you wrote the two zayins. The problem was you wrote two zayins that were davuk, and now you're fixing it by erasing it. That's the chachayev. I wrote two letters and I just wrote them in a way that they're stuck together, and then I separated. So it's a big difference because first of all you have to learn that the ches was written on Shabbos.
On Shabbos,
by the same person. By chay. That's I don't understand any other pshat on the Rashba.
Okay.
And another
chiddush.
I
don't
understand what else. You don't understand any other pshat.
Okay, so tell me the Rashba understands. But the mice.
Two zayins
are
a lot of times.
Yes.
Would be that two zayins? It would be two zayins,
probably, right? Well, unless it looks like a ches, and it's red like a ches. Two zayins, but it's a label. Two zayins, but it's a label. Two zayins, but it's a label. And another chiddush
that happened in this Rashba.
Two zayins, but it's a ches.
I'm going to
tell you. Yes, I'm going to show you.
Two zayins,
but
it's a
ches. Another chiddush is the point that is the Rashba holds the halacha that chayk teiches is takafot on Shabbos, just like it's part on getting like yes, this kasha is teretz is not changing that. This teretz seems to just be saying that over here it's not. But if you do regular chayk teiches, you take a tablet, you take a stone, and you engrave mamash a beautiful engraving, scratch it all around, and have the entire words on it on Shabbos, it will be potter. It's a pella. The Rashba holds that just like it's potter, it's possible for getting. The same thing on Shabbos would be mamash potter. His teretz over here is, it's not chayk teiches, because over here you did write the zayins, the way I understand it. You wrote the zayins, you're just separating it. But he talked according to the Rashba, will come out that it will be potter chayk teiches, which is the penalty of the chiddush. Yecheskel in Stimdal and Leisei speaks about this, maybe things a little different. But there's Iran, the Ran brings down this Rashba, the Ran at the end of Abayna brings down this Rashba, and the Ran wants to be found. The Ran says, V'li nira, And I have his lashon on page number 10. Do you want to see it? The Ram's lashon is v'nim nira the emi kan raya. Like Gabi Shabbos, lechik pei the bint chayt teiches lechik yirechis. On Shabbos, you chayiv on chayt teiches. The whole heich v'abi malach machshavas machayiv. You have malach machshavas. You have words that came out. It's chash v'zach. Sure, if you move from that stuff to chayiv, it's also chayiv. But we need to be an exiva, not a exiva, but something that needs the exiva to be seen, like a get or maybe a sefer Torah. Ki egav the ingon. The whole sun of chayt teiches the Ram says only by getting. Where you need to have the get. That's where the psul, you need to have the get, that's not a ksav, chay teches. That seems what we're saying. By Shabbos, we just need masmach Shabbos, chay teches is a very chashra malacha, would also be chayiv. In a way, this is far maybe be faket. By getting where the yikah is, to have the words written, you would say, it doesn't make a difference if you did a mice succeed or not. The mice, I realize, but the yikah and chayis have to get written. By Shabbos, for sure, the yikah is the mice. But the Torah asks, is the mice, it's supposed to be Shabbos, it's supposed to, the Torah's mitzvah you not to do malacha, the mice, this is the malacha, doing the malacha.
But the
mice is not.
What? The verse is by Zoyer l'ruach, the verse is Yechayi, even though the ruach is doing it, even though the ruach is doing it, it is malacha tzachshavis. He has machshava to use the ruach, you need much less because malacha tzachshavis. About it in the chashav to do the malach, malach is machshav because the chumro. It makes it worse.
Makes it hard to be chayev.
It depends. If you
end up with malach machshav, that's what I'm saying. As long as you end up.
The more says it's
cool. Okay, very good. But the point of the quick around this is Claude, that's like Turkish is Chayiv and Shabbos. He says, it's a Beferish, not the way I'm winning the Rashba. So I'll be one big Machaikis. And the other Machaikis would be, of course, according to the Ran, even if you, somebody else with the Ches, or the Ches didn't have Shabbos, and then you were Nigel, you took it off, even if it's like Turkish, you're Chayiv. Not like the way I was winning the Rashba, it's only the Chivas, because you vote the Ches, you vote the Zions in the Ches. That's why it's Chayiv. Yeah, I know it's a little late. We start a little late, but I guess I'm finish off. I'll just speak a little bit on the Pasha, Pasha Yishlach. We have one mitzvah in this week's edit, the mitzvah of Gid Anasha. It's a Rambam, the Rambam Paskins, that in Peir Ches, Hilchas Machas Asura, it's a lot of all, that Oichu Gid Anasha shall nevel, I trade, but shall come an oil, a chayv shtayim. Person needs to Gid Anasha, which is also nevel. He's chayv too, for the Is of Gid Anasha, and also nevel. Or if he needs to Gid Anasha from a trefa, behem a trefa, he's chayiv too also, one for the Yisra Ganesh, one for the Yisra Chayfa. Or if he needs to get a Nash from a Kaban Oila, that was shechted properly, but it's also to eat a Kaban Oila. Kaban Oila is for some Machman and Mizbeach. He's chayiv too. One for the Yisra Ganesh, one for the Yisra of Oila. But all the Afrayim is the Kash in the Rambam, the Rambam says to himself, the Rambam picked David, so it's Machas and Surah, it's all for your Ches. Kaskin is like the Mandama, ain't beginning with anything time. It's also in Chulun, that Kufal, from the Rambam. One Mandama holds that Gidin, the veins of Behemoth, all the veins, not only the Giranasha. The Giranasha is just one vein, the clear acid. But there are other veins in the Behemoth. Of course, if the Behemoth is shechted good, it's not a problem to eat those veins, they're not so careful. But the vein is still inside the bus, you're not to eat it. If there may be a little extra, you have to have the Malicha on it to get the done. There's a Gemara about that. But the Gemara says, if you eat a Gid, any vein, from a Behemoth in the vein, you're potter. Because they ain't beginning the nice time. Only get a nut, it's like a piece of eight. It's not called oichel, it's not called eating. It has no time, it's like a piece of wood. Get a nush is a special because it has a cost of it. Point to mandam aiming in place in time, get a nush also has no time. So get a nush would be a special offer that there's a cost of that's chayv. So the Yisra Kashan around the Rambam Paskins that every gid is put on the veil of chayv and oila. Why is the get a nush? Why would that be chayv on the veil of chayv and oila? Maybe it's chayv on get a nush, that's the Yisra Kashan. But the mice that we've done past the same beginning this time, it's not a mice of chile, it's a piece of eight. Why should you be chayiv on the vegan tray for a couple of days? So in this cash, the Shah Melach, over there, Per Chesuch, the famous story, that since the Torah asks to get a nosha, for this to get a nosha, that's achshavei. That means the Gzeskos tells you it is an oichel. And since it's an oichel v'negeya, the is to get a nosha, meaning it's an oichel v'negeya, treifis and the vegan.
It's very elevated.
And created. And this is I told you it's an oichel. And meaning it's also that's the Rambam. But if anything else, even if you give this in town, you won't be chayv on the Bengal Shefa or any other there. Once had a whole list of places where we have achshvei, the svar of achshvei. There's machshvei one thing, meaning it's negiah something else. On the time of the Mitzvah Givin Asher, the Torah itself says the reason. The whole Maisa that the Soresh Esav was fighting with Yaakov Avinu, and he was the Geber Kafir Eichoi, and he made him Tzaleah. The Torah itself says the reason. Alkin. So it says, Alkin Le'yechel Ne'esos Givin Asher. That's why we have Mitzvah Givin Asher, because it happened to Yaakov Avinu. So I think most people, they understand this to be the current of what happened be at Yaakov Avinu. Do you remember what happened be at? There's a Moedik HaChinuch of Shalom Ben Natan showed this to me, I think last year. It's a Moedik HaChinuch. The Chinuch is Faket. That the mitzvah Gid Anasha is to remind us of the good. That even though the Soresh Esav came to kill Yaakov Avinu, the only thing that happened was the Gid Anasha, and Yaakov Avinu survived, and the Apostle says the Shemesh came out, and it was the Shrapa. And he says the same thing is for us to remember in Golnus. In Golnus, whenever Rachman Snod is in the Raiden from the Goyim, we should remember to get an usher. We talk a life in the Goyim, and the end will be Yeshua. As more than a lesson, I read. Mishrashim mitzvahu kadesh shetir remes in Yisrael. So remes to play. So half of he she's the mitzvahs rabbis the Golius. Even if you have Rachman Son Tzoros in the Golnus, miyad ha'amim, miyad bnei Esav from the Goyim and bnei Esav, she betuchim shonay yevedu. You should always be betuchim that play will not be lost. And loyim miyam aizam b'shemam. Play will always remain. V'yavin lehem goyel v'yivin lehem yatzah. And the goyel melech Mashiach will come and he'll be goyel them from this oppression. And we remember this, and that's the remez, that was Lechem Yaakovinu, the Kabbalah was Soresh Esav. He wanted to kill Yaakovinu, God's Chayisov, below Yachli, he wasn't able to. But see Rebbe Negesiach, he's just Messiah him on the earth. But things are Esav. The same thing, the Zerah base, the children base, sometimes the Chorin Slam will be Mitzah Yidin, but we'll have Soif Tiyin on Yeshua Mehem. The end is we'll have Yeshua. Moshem Mitzin Ba'av, like our father Yaakov, even Shezokho Yashemesh Mufuasle, Benoish Menetzah, that the sun came out and saved him and gave him a fuah. Kain Yizachon Yashemesh Omel HaMashiach. That's the lesson. Same thing that will come out the Shemesh, the son of the Mashiach. We are paying him the Tzarein of his name, and he'll cure us from outside, and we'll have a Guna. Amen Vimhev Yimenu. Amen.
That's so exactly.
I know it's really late, but this is what I just like, so I guess they won't let it work, and then you have to go, but the passion of Yishlach, which from Yaakovinu was prepared for three things in Muhammad with Esav. So for the Dair and the Tfilah Muhammad, he gave presents to me, advice Esav, he said the Tfilah, and he prepared for Muhammad. The Tfilah is the sound. The Tfilah that he davened, he said, "Kstanti mikoch son mikol amashra, sista, esabdachok, he makli vatis yadin at that, vata yisting shtey machinais." Yaakovinu said that the Tfilah was that the way Hilchos Tfilah is, Ram says, first you start with a dog, you thank Hashem for something. So he started to thank Hashem, I came here with just my stick, I was very poor, and now I have shtey machinais, now I'm so rich. But what I was telling you, Ram, was, the idea of shtey machinais was really a big tzor of Yaakovinu. Think about it. Yaakov was when he was dividing his family with a cheshbon. If Esav chases you, you escape. If he kills you, you escape. He was looking right then about half his family being killed. It was a big tzara. That's the haidah. That's what he's thanking Hashem. Right? Right? Shtey machnas
means
the
amount of people.
Whatever it is. Right? Also, but the teretz is that's the meat of the time. Sometimes you even in a tzara, you have to look at the good. You can always look at the good. The Shnei Machnes, you know, he's a Merdek Tzara, that he was afraid he had sin to be killed. Well, said, look at the good. I have that many people. I'm able to divide into two camps. He looked at the good. Every person, even Shah Tzara, Chmanslan, and Moshe Nani, is a person who could look at the good also. He could say, you can look at the good. I get to be Zaychut to think about be talking every day. You know, Yeshua is never so easy. You have to look at the good, even in Tzara. That's the Midah of an Tzara. It's fair.